Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Colorado is all over the place in the portal. And then Ole Miss takes a running back from Miami. Why Miami? Because they lost one of their top tailbacks, Quinshon Judkins, to Ohio State. And then you have a situation in which the SEC won't allow in-conference transfers, so you have to go to a place like Miami. Now, I was told Miami was going to be very active in the portal, so I'm not going to pretend to tell you I know everything about this running back, but it makes me wonder how great of an impact he can be. So you have two coaches going at it two different ways. Colorado with Deion Sanders, it feels like to me, it's just going to, he's willing to flip the roster every single year. And that doesn't sound like it's going to work to me, but we're in a different age of football. So maybe he knows something I don't. I don't think so, but maybe he does. And then you have on the flip side, you have what Lane Kiffin is doing at Ole Miss, and he's assembling it with pillar parts to help prop up a team that's already pretty good. So, Caleb, which of the two are most likely to fall in their face?
And let's add before I answer this that Ole Miss transfer running back Henry Parris Jr. does play off our last topic because he actually originally was at Ole Miss, and then he transferred to Miami, and Lane Kiffin took him back.
Right.
I don't see much difference in what the two are doing because they are just going all in on whatever they can get in the transfer portal with the most talent. Deion's running guys off before he knows what comes back. Deion had 14 guys leave last week, and he basically said he's not worried. And I genuinely don't think he is. But I think Lane Kiffin's going to be the one to more fault. Yes, because I do actually believe in chemistry to a certain degree. But I think Lane Kiffin's going to be the one to fall on his face because I think it's so much harder to pull this off in the SEC than it is in the Big 12. I think that the talent is just so much deeper in the SEC that you can't just have talent on your team. You do need a level of chemistry. And I think Colorado, you can get enough talent where it could just overwhelm a lot of the Big 12 competition you're going to face. So, and also more importantly, not that Ole Miss doesn't have a quarterback, but Deion Sanders, his son may be the best quarterback in college football next year. I mean, y'all can call me crazy, but if you've watched Shador Sanders play, he is an amazing quarterback, guys. And the quarterback can change everything.
No, I'm with him. He's a different type of player. Hit that like and subscribe button. I like his light feet. I like a lot about him. But I actually think that – so you're taking Lane Kiffin as the guy who's most likely to fail between the two. I'm going to take Deion Sanders, and I'm going to tell you why. I remind you that each and every Tuesday, John Adams will join us. He joined us on a Monday because I was on vacation trying to catch fish, which I caught nothing. But his appearance, as always, is brought to you by our good friends at Joe Newbert Collision Center.
Fifth year, the second and third generations continue Joe Newbert's commitment.
His vision of what this business needed to be, we still try to live up to that.
Joe Newbert Collision Center.
Deion's not going to be able to continue to flip the roster over and over. And I'm not talking about those first string guys and the Sanders, the Shador Sanders of the world and the Hunters of the world, the guys that are star players. I think what Lane Kiffin is doing is building a program, and that's because he's more mature and the ways of building a program. He realizes that you have to have some character, guys. You can't have the 2009 class that Tennessee had that had more felons than All-Americans. So I think he's realizing you have to build it 1-85, not just 1-40. That's becoming my biggest concern with Deion Sanders. Not that I lose sleep at night, but that he is addressing the 1-40 player, the starters and the soon-to-be backups. I feel like Lane Kiffin's building an entire roster from year to year. There's a big difference between the two, what the two are doing, in my opinion.
To me, 1-85 is much more necessary in the SEC, whereas 1-40 is enough in the Big 12.
That's a great point. Now, okay, so you're saying theoretically the 1-40 could win you the Pac 12.
But the one Deion Sanders out there now. Since Colorado's in the Big 12 now.
Right, Big 12. So that could win you the Big 12. It may not win you the SEC, but even if you get to the college football playoff, that being 1-40 instead of 1-85 is going to show up, right?
It will, but if you get to the college football playoff with Colorado and you, it doesn't matter if you get beat 75-0, you're probably getting a head coaching offer at a better school because, guys, I'm telling you this right now, Deion Sanders is not committed to Colorado long term. I can just tell y'all that straight up. If Florida calls Deion Sanders, which, by the way, we're talking about this, Dave, 2025, Deion and Lane might both be jockeying for that Florida job. I'm just going to tell you that right now.
I don't think that Deion has any chance of getting that job. I think Lane Kiffin is your next head coach at Florida.
I would agree, but largely I would take Lane Kiffin. But given Deion's recruiting level, if he's still recruiting at this level, he would. How easy would it be for him to build a 1-85 roster if he was in Florida? At Florida, I mean, he could wake up and just get a 1-85 roster in a recruiting class, couldn't he?
No, that's fair. Our poll question that was on tap is, would you take a player back that has entered the transfer portal? Yes, as long as he was good enough, 72%. No, let the door hit you, gets 27%. New poll question up we want you to take part in, and that is this. Most likely to fail, Deion Kiffin. Let's take our fandom hats aside for just a second, message board posters, and give me your honest opinion, because I think Lane Kiffin is going to have some amount of success. By some amount of success, I think he will play for a championship again, either a conference championship or a national championship. I think he'll make the college football playoff. I don't know that Deion Sanders is going to do that. So there are a lot of emotions that come across, Caleb, but if you take the emotions out, it's hard for me not to pick Lane Kiffin as a guy who's going to have much better success. And right now, most likely to fail, Deion has 87%. Lane Kiffin has 13%. So apparently some Tennessee fans agree with us. Hit that like and subscribe button, please.
Who's more likely? Okay, here's one then between the two, because they're so similar in so many ways to me in just how like cocky and unconventional they are, but who's more likely to do
what I think? Do you really think they're that similar? Can I sidetrack us for a second?
I think they're similar in their...
I think that Deion Sanders is more sincere and more genuine.
He's more genuinely cocky, you mean? Or
no, just a more genuine... Like when he says, I want to help the kids, he wants to help the kids. I think Lane Kiffin says, I want to help the kids because he wants to help himself win.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay. Well, yes, but Deion Sanders also may want to help the kids, but he also like was like, yeah, but all of you guys, don't let the door hit you on the way out at Colorado because y'all want to know.
It's very true. But I just feel like he is a little bit more genuine in his endeavors than perhaps Lane Kiffin. Lane wants to win for himself. Lane has a huge chip on his shoulder because his dad was a successful, successful NFL coach, one of the best of his generation. And then he has a chip on his shoulder because I think he regrets leaving Tennessee when he did. Period. End of discussion.
Oh, I believe that.
Hit like if you agree.
And the daddy thing is so funny. Lane Kiffin reminds me so much of those. There's a lot of politicians who are the children of very, very prominent politicians of the past. And you can tell they kind of resent it and they just spend their whole life trying to come out of their father's shadow. And it seems like that's Lane Kiffin to a certain degree. But okay. With Lane,
but the shadow grew from just Monty to, did you just flush your toilet in Knoxville, your career down the toilet in Knoxville?
Yes, and that
still,
is true.
And still, we don't know if he has. Now, if he gets the Florida job, then that to me is complete retribution.
And he's never going to care. Yeah.
Yeah. He's climbed the ladder again. He's at a place that he can win a national championship. He has not been at that type of place since Tennessee, in my opinion, because Southern Cal had the incredible restrictions in recruiting. And then Ole Miss is Ole Miss. So, but if he gets to Florida, he's proven that he's made the cup. That to me is the comeback. That's Rocky one, where you barely get beat by Apollo Creed, just barely, but you make it through the 15 rounds. Does that make sense?
Yeah. And to be fair to Lane Kiffin, he got hired at so young. I can't pretend that I wouldn't have not thought about the bridges I was burning at that age. You know what I mean? And so I'm sure he regrets it. You're right. He probably goes to sleep at night every night and is like, if I had just stayed at Tennessee and because of where he is, I agree. But you know, as far as, yes, they are very, I forgot where we were actually going with this over who's more likely to fail, but as far as their level of cockiness, okay, the unconventional part, here's where they both be unconventional. You know how I've told you, Dave, right? That I think in the near future, you're going to see a team either throw a big rivalry game or throw a conference title game so they can rest their starters for the playoff, right? And yes. you're insisting that won't happen because teams care about winning, it's the pageantry, and it's the love, and that's fine. I get that.
Well, and I'm also, because I really don't want, my heart doesn't want it to happen. So my heart has a voice in this regard, whether or not it should.
Okay. But let's be honest. If somebody is going to be the first to do it, it's Lane Kiffin or Deion Sanders, right?
No question. More Lane than Deion. I think Deion would respect the game. I think Lane would say, yeah, I'm going to play my backups for the SEC championship game to ensure that I get a spot in the college football playoff. If that turned out to be something,
could you imagine if he threw the Egg Bowl? They're already in, and he's like, I'm not going to bother playing the Egg Bowl.
Literally not.
Life's better with American Family Insurance because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit amfam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Portions of the program brought to you by our good friend Don Self at State Farm. Don Self at State Farm. Customer service still matters. For over 40 years, they have built their customers on taking care of their customers, their clients in the greater Chattanooga area. Call 423-396-2126 or drop below. Go to donself.net, donself.net. He's such a great guy. He'll funnel you to the right State Farm dealer if he's not the guy for you. So what will be the end of the relationship between Deion Sanders and Colorado and Lane Kiffin and Ole Miss, respectively? I'll take Deion Sanders gets fired, but he does it in some sort of way where he doesn't lose face. And then I think Lane Kiffin gets the Florida job. I think that's how those two marriages end. You?
Well, Deion Sanders getting fired could be his son is going to the NFL draft and he's leaving for an NFL team to get his son on.
He's going to be a quarterback coach.
Yeah, exactly.
And I'll tell you one thing. The NFL doesn't tolerate that stuff.
No, they don't. They don't.
In college, you at least have to take the phone call from the parent. But I had one guy, one person, I'm going to tell you who, because it's a very prominent player. I was talking to his dad and he goes, well, I'm just going to call up there and the Ravens. Yeah, it was the Ravens. And talk to the head coach and tell him this, that about my son. I was like, well, he's not even going to take your call. And when you get to that point, you're on your own. You're big boy pants, right?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to tell you what's going to happen on this. I'm going to tell you how it ends for both. Ready?
Yes.
Deion Sanders ends up at Florida. Lane Kiffin ends up at Ohio State. Lane Kiffin takes Ryan Day's job.
But Lane, every time I talk to Lane, he talks about how much he loves the SEC. I've thought about that before, but he loves the SEC.
Oh, I actually think he genuinely does. And SEC girls look better than Big Ten girls. Okay, I'm about to get canceled for saying that. I'm sorry, but like, they do.
Despite our increased BMI in the region.
Yes, exactly. So they just do. So Lane Kiffin, he would much prefer the Florida job, but I think Deion's going to get it. And after Ohio State fires Ryan Day, they're going to go for Lane. Or maybe, you know what? Maybe, I mean, Miami's going to have an opening pretty soon, too. I just don't think either anybody's going to take the Miami job because they're stuck in the ACC. But that's what I want. I want Deion at Florida, Lane at Miami. Or like, could you imagine Lane down in South Beach recruiting?
I think of him as an SEC coach. And if he's in the SEC, Florida seems like the perfect fit. Let me ask you this. Are there any that are a better fit in terms of within the conference than Florida would be? 15 seconds brought to you by our good friend, Ray Varner Ford in Clinton.
Bronco, 59,829, 24 Ford Maverick, all-wheel drive, 28,540, 24 Ford Explorer, XLT, four-wheel drive, 49,996. Local you trust, experience you can afford. Ray Varner Ford, your East Tennessee Ford dealership.
Here are the schools I think Lane Kiffin would be a great fit at. Texas A&M. Obviously, he's been a good fit at Ole Miss. And I'm talking about, when I say fit, I mean fit for him as much as fit for them. That means he can get to a championship level. Florida, which I think is the most likely. I'm sticking with SEC schools. Brian Kelly, I know he's a little older. Let's say if he retired for some health reasons, I think he could win a championship at LSU. If something crazy happened, I think he could win a championship at Tennessee. Obviously, he could win a championship at Georgia, but that's not opening. Am I missing anybody else? I mean, Alabama, yeah. If you're Ole Miss, you have to be looking at your head coach thinking he would leave for half the schools in the SEC.
Here's one you forgot.
It's pretty awful, isn't it?
It is. And here's one you forgot that's actually kind of scary what they're doing right now. And I'm going to say this is why they just made the hire they did. Arkansas is about to have some NIL money right now that they are finally willing to spend.
Okay. I want to get to Arkansas and why that's suddenly a good job brought to you. And by the way, you Arkansas fans did a pathetic job of attacking me. You may have Razorback Twitter, but crazy. It's just Razorbacks. I don't know. Stubble. Maybe 60 seconds, Joe, represented by Banks and Jones, why Caleb says Arkansas is the next mega national championship contender. Well, it's because they're Tennessee's trial attorney. You can play to win with Banks and Jones because they'll go to trial. You've heard of other lawyers. They say they'll go to trial and fight for you. They won't. They just want to settle. That's the easiest way out. Well, that's not Banks and Jones, led by T. Scott Jones. They won't settle. They'll go to trial for you. Tennessee's trial attorney. They play to win. Truly, Tennessee's trial attorney when it comes to criminal defense or personal injury. Why settle? It's Banks and Jones. T. Scott Jones. BanksandJones.com. All right. So you think Arkansas can compete at the national championship level? Is that true or not, Caleb?
I think it's true. I think
I was setting you up for what I thought was a joke. I thought you were going to say, Dave, why would you put that on me?
No.
I don't believe that.
No, 2 years they will be after they get rid of Sam Pittman. Guys, I know this.
Peyton.
The Jones.
Total bullshit.
One, and it's not just Jerry Jones. Apparently, it's his family. Because Jerry Jones, I don't know how much longer he's going to be with us. But his family is much more invested in Arkansas than they have been in the past. Guys, one of the reasons Arkansas is getting commitments with John Calipari, Kentucky, with John Calipari now is not because of Calipari. They're doubling the NIL offers that Kentucky was offering. Just straight up throwing money on the table to get these guys.
Does Sam Pittman not seem like the kind of coach that comes to you and you say, hey, I got this NIL money. And Sam Pittman, God bless him, seems like the kind of guy that would be like, I don't really understand all this, so I'm just going to keep doing it my old school way and not worry about NIL money. Doesn't he seem like that type of
dude? That's exactly how he is. I mean, he's kind of like the guy that, like, you would feel comfortable putting your son in his hands for 4 years. You know what I mean? Like, say, Dave, you have a rough background, you're living in a rough part of town, and, you know, he's just trying to help get your son out of there. Sam Pittman's the guy you want to send him to, right? And yes. But like, I'm sorry. I mean, Billy Napier is also kind of a guy you'd want to send a guy like that to, because I feel like Billy Napier is going to care about your kid.
Okay, so we usually talk about this in opposite ways, but can Arkansas basketball help Arkansas football? You're telling me yes with the John Calipari hire?
I think it could. I think it could, but I just think in general, I think what's helping both is that Jerry Jones money. People say Walmart money. It's the Jerry Jones money. The Jerry Jones money is coming in at record pace. Oh, wait,
the Walmart money doesn't hurt. Walmart it money doesn't hurt. Yeah.
No, and by the way,
yeah, go ahead.
Arkansas has a lot of natural inland beaches. It's called the natural state for a reason. It's got beautiful water, and there is an underrated collection of hot girls in Arkansas. So Lane Kiffin will love Arkansas too.
Just gonna say. Who wouldn't love Arkansas because of that very reason?